How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, the other one, Tom Allen, that's it, sorry.
You're under a duvet, Tom.
Can you hear it?
No, I can't hear the duvet, I just want to give people an image. You're not still in bed.
No, I'm not in bed, but I have got a duvet over my head to make the sound quality a bit better because I bought a new microphone and I just thought I'd better...
He's doing all right, guys, he's doing all right.
Well, it's apparently one that gamers use.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I've got.
Because it's the one you've got. But I don't think we're gamers.
I think we're gay-mers.
Gay-mers. like Ollie Mers, but gay.
Yeah, but gay.
Yeah, gay-mers. I also think, I always associate gamers with sort of, is it incels? Is that the expression?
Yeah, I think that a lot of gamers would like you to note that not all gamers are incels.
All right.
But I do believe... that a lot of incels are gamers.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I don't know much about... I've never been into computer games. Why is that?
I don't know. I've got more into them since I've been doing this tech podcast.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Hello. That sounds like a plug, but...
Well,
you know,
it's a tech podcast.
It can be if you want.
Plug, that would be very... That's what you need. Everybody needs a plug when they're dealing with tech.
But I've got, you need to come round when we're allowed, because I've bought a VR headset, and that's amazing.
What, one of those ones that you put on your face, and then you're in the
playground? And then you're like in somewhere else, yeah.
Where have you been?
Oh, Tom, the other day I was in the Alps.
Oh, that's nice. Did you stand on the balcony to get a bit of a cool breeze?
That's a great idea. No, I didn't. Maybe I will next time.
Oh, yeah. And where else have you been?
I've been to wherever they live in Star Wars. I've been there quite a lot.
Space?
Yeah, sure, space. I played ping pong with a robot for half an hour. Did some boxing.
With a robot?
No, that's with, like, it looks like a real man.
Okay. You knew him.
And that's he was a robot. Like fitness training.
Oh, that's good too. Oh, wow. I mean, lockdown has really taught us that actually a robot would be great to hang out with.
A robot would be a great pal. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is it great? Do you think that's going to be the new holiday?
The new holiday. I mean, I think it might be the now holiday.
Yeah.
I'd love to go on holiday. Would you?
Yes, so much. I just want to.
I've been thinking about it loads.
Where would you go, Suze? Where would you go?
I mean, I really liked when I went to Italy last year. That's really nice, isn't it?
It's very nice. Very fancy. Yeah.
But.
I always think about the holiday you went on with your mum to Malaga. Like, and as you know, I went to Alicante with my mum. I just like a mum Spain holiday.
A mum Spain holiday is really nice.
Yeah.
Because it's very easy, isn't it? You literally do fuck all.
Yeah. Less than that, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you do with your mum on holiday?
Nothing. We get up, go to the beach.
Yeah. Do you have breakfast in the place?
Well, sometimes it's...
Would you stay in a hotel or a B&B? Like, not a B&B, like a holiday apartment.
Not a B&B. It's not four in a bed.
I knew I'd offend you now. All right, Tom, we get it. You're posh.
We have stayed in a hotel a few times.
Sure.
And sometimes the breakfast is included in the rate, but I don't like it when you get in the lift and it's like between 9 and 10, red, it's too busy. I don't like queuing for breakfast and all that stress of it. I'd rather just go... get a little coffee. I don't eat a lot when I'm on holiday.
You don't eat a lot for breakfast, actually, do you?
Not that's out of necessity because I'm late for everything.
But you don't mind a brunch, but I've never seen you have
a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, I've never seen you have a bowl of cereal.
No, I don't really like cereal.
Well, there you go. That'd be why.
Unless it's crunchy nut cornflakes, then I like it. But I think that's
that's just basically sugar in a bowl.
It's sugar, isn't it? It's caramel.
Okay, so you and your mum, you get up.
Yeah,
mum would like... You may have a coffee.
Yeah, mum would probably encourage us to go to the hotel buffet. I don't mind it.
Because it's included, Tom. Why not?
It's included.
It's included. We just as well.
Go down to the beach and buy a coffee when we can just have one here.
Yeah, I feel you.
And that's right. And that is correct. It's just if there's a queue, I find it a little undignified. But then if I can get through that, and sometimes it's like there's screaming children in there. And you know how I don't like screaming children.
No, you're not a fan of those at all, are you?
Not really.
Placid,
yeah,
mild-mannered children.
Nicely behaved children, exactly, which of course I always was. So I expect you to return the favour now. and then we go down to the beach and a handsome man with reflective sunglasses will charge us, I don't know how much actually, too much for two sunbeds and a parasol. And then we'll sit there and talk. And sometimes I sleep.
Bitch about sort of people that you know?
Yeah, of course. And people like sort of neighbours or, no, I shouldn't say that. No, not the neighbours. Or you know, people we haven't seen for ages.
Yeah, that's what we do too. Yeah.
Would you have breakfast in the hotel though, Suze?
Yes, almost certainly. Actually, last time Mum and I went on holiday, they thought that we were all inclusive. And we were actually not all inclusive.
Oh my goodness.
And I got a real kick out of taking a pastry every day.
Oh yeah. Good for you. Was it
in the way that you go, I mean, I literally halfway through the hotel, Mum was like, maybe we did pay for breakfast. It's like, oh, you've made it a lot less fun.
Oh yeah. Or my fear would be like, we'll get to the end and they'll be like, oh, so all those pastries as well and all those.
Yeah, you know, that's £1 million.
That's £1 million pay.
Because basically, if you book breakfast in advance, it's a tenner.
Yeah.
And if you book it after, it's £4,000.
Yeah, that's the rule. That's what you've got to remember. See, I don't tend to book breakfast with a hotel if I've given the option, because I just think, well, I don't know when I'll get up.
Yeah. I know that, Tom. I've been...
You've been in
hotels? I've been in many hotels with you.
I think, in a way, who needs VR? Is it VR? No, what's it called?
Yeah.
Because we can just recreate holidays by sitting under a duvet and reminiscing.
And, we absolutely can. Would you and your mum have a drink in the evening?
I was say my favourite bit is we tend to do it.
Can I guess what you're about to say?
Go on.
You like an aperitif as you're getting ready with some crisps from some Lay's or something.
We do it on the way in from the beach, which I think is controversial. Some people prefer to shower off, as the expression which seems to have come about. Shower off the sand and then get ready and then have their aperitif. But I like to do it beforehand, feel very relaxed, and then go out for dinner having showered off, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Like, look at my tan. How well has it done today?
Sure. Would you take a large book that you plan to read and you only ever really get through like two chapters?
Quite often, more and more, yeah. I used to get quite into books, but now I find it's quite hard just to stop.
Switch off.
Do you find that though?
Yeah. Well, last time when I was on holiday with Mum, I was listening to Kerry Ad Lloyd's brilliant podcast, Griefcast, and I just ended up sort of crying on the beach. My mum was like, why don't you stop listening to that? Because I think it's really upsetting you.
It's good.
Like, no, I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this.
This is what I do.
This is fun for me.
Cry. It is a lovely podcast, but
it really is.
It's if it's making you. It's making you cry on the beach. People.
Well, listen,
people
might, I felt good. I didn't mind. Yeah. People can watch me cry. I mean, I cry a lot, Tom. I'm a big crier.
It's very good if you do. I mean, everybody always feels better.
I cry all the time.
Yeah, all the time, Suze. What are you
crying? I'm crying right now.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. What a skill.
What a skill.
Yes, go on.
No. I was going to ask you how your week's been, or how your 2 weeks have been. It's been a fortnight since we last spoke.
Indeed. Well, we've had a busy time, haven't we, Suze? But do you know what I loved? A highlight for me of the last 2 weeks was when we got to work together filming that video for Stand Up To Cancer, which went out last night. Friday
last night?
Part of the last leg.
Yes. That was fun.
That was so much fun to do. I loved it.
And we got to meet some really incredible sort of doctors who are literally changing how we're going to be treating cancer in this country.
Amazing. And
while you and I sort of fannied about and we're like, what's that like? Hello.
Okay. Do we walk in here? Where do we walk out? Like, imagine if they were like that. Like, that'd be terrible.
Just imagine what they think. Like, how are these twats on telly?
Probably.
When they literally have to be told how to open a door.
How to walk downstairs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Should I open the inways or the outways? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Who are these lunatics?
why have you brought them along? Susie, you had to do all that learning. You did it so quickly as well.
Oh, Tom, I'm a doctor. That's the thing I've never told you about myself.
You are a doctor.
Imagine if I was a doctor. I'd love it.
Oh, you would be a great doctor, actually. Lovely bedside manner.
Thank you for saying that. I think that more I'd be great in a medical drama.
Okay, yeah.
I think that might actually be what I'm bringing to the table. I think I might be a great pretend doctor.
It's not as impressive in terms of saving lives, but it is impressive with lots of lines to learn.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much. We also had fun on an episode of Hypothetical.
Oh, yeah. That's been in the last 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. That was maybe 2 weeks ago.
That was really fun.
10 days ago. That was really fun. That's out next year at some point on Dave.
Dave. Yeah.
Dave.
Doing things with Josh Widdicombe. I think last night on Stand Up to Cancer, we were a sort of aperitif. Oh, my God. Who's that?
Oh, Tom, who's at the door?
Who would dare ring the doorbell?
Saturday morning.
Exactly. We were an aperitif for Adam Hills's prostate exam.
Yes, we were. God, I've got an email. You've got someone at the door.
Is it? Mum, are you going down? Well, yeah, but has he answered the door? It's the Royal Mail at the door.
The Royal Mail?
We've got a lovely post-delivery person. The trouble is, can you hear the?
Yeah, we can hear it a little bit, but I do like it.
See, they've just got a new door.
See, it's a bit of ambience, that's the thing.
And they've got a new doorbell. Do you need me to go down? This is podcast gold, right?
Absolutely. I think people love it. I think people often wonder,
why does he live at home with his parents?
Is Tom lying about living at home? But obviously now.
Oh, so the drama is they got a new front door because I did MTV Cribs using their house. I thought the least I could do was buy something around the house. And so there you go. And then, now they're just testing it. So they got a new doorbell. They got a new door and then they had to get a new doorbell. But they've got a remote control one, which is great, Dad says, because you can take the speaker around the house with you. Obviously, he sat in the other room, can't hear the fucking thing. We've got a lovely postman. And I want to say, I know I should say something gender neutral for post delivery person.
Yeah, what is it?
It does sort
just
of
post person.
Post person. Posty feels a bit too
posty.
But it feels
think posty, right?
Too Australian. Which is not a bad thing.
Posty.
Ah, the posty's here. It's not a bad thing to be Australian, but it feels a bit copycat. I don't know. What we need a new name.
Okay, text in.
Text in. But James. Oh, it's a parcel for me, ironically.
I wonder what you're getting, Tom. That's exciting. Have you ordered anything?
Just all those dildos, probably. Dad signed for them.
I was about to say, do you order things when you're drunk? But I think you've answered.
Yeah, probably something like that.
And what else have you been up to? Oh, you've been doing Extra Slice.
We've got Extra Slice today. We've been having a lovely time with that. Lovely bakers coming in as well.
I'm really enjoying the series this year. It's
very good. Thanks, Suze. Oh, and I did an interview with somebody called Jenny Landreth, who's written this book about amateur theatre. I think you would like it, Suze.
Really?
Yeah, it's so interesting.
I do think I'd like that.
I have to give you a copy because it was really lovely. She's such a lovely person. And often she writes
I love about, amateur theatre.
Oh, well, you would love this book. And Jenny often writes about swimming. And
sure.
She's written, I think her column was in The Guardian. But she loves like reviewing swimming pools and talking about various places to go outdoor swimming. And she's really, really great. And
I think Jenny might be our friend.
Jenny was a friend of mine. that's a song by The Killers, isn't it?
That is a song by The Killers, yes. Well done, Tom. That's a pop culture reference for you, which is not
easy
common.
Yeah, not easy.
Few and far between.
Exactly. Sorry for the disruption with the doorbell, everyone.
No, it's okay. I like it. It creates sort of ambience.
I know. That's one word for it. we've got such a nice postie called James, and He's always like a little ray of sunshine every day.
It's like you're a children's TV presenter. Like you're friends with the postie, you know all of the neighbours. Do you know like the butcher and the baker?
Yes, yes, and the candlestick maker, yes.
Just to be clear, do you live in Ballamore?
Yes, I do. I can't believe you've never realised this.
Is that how you know Miles Sharp?
Yes, he lives down the road. It's Mr. Tumless or something. What's he called?
Tumble.
Tumble, yes. Is that Miles?
No. Miles Sharp, who listeners of the podcast should know from television, and also he used to be the host of the news quiz. He's very, very funny indeed. He was also on Ballamore for a long time as the main part. I don't know what his character name was, Tom. I don't have children yet.
Well, indeed. I mean, and we're not four, so we do not watch it. But
No, we're not four.
But it might.
Although sometimes I think that would be nice.
That would be, yeah, in a way. Although I was quite stressed at four.
Tom, I think you've been quite stressed the whole time.
I think you're right, you know. The more I think about it. When will you have a day off?
Never, probably.
Probably never. Suze, what are you going to do this weekend? You've got some time off.
I do have some time off. Next week, I've got lots and lots of bits in. Sort of one of those weeks where it's like every day's sort of going somewhere else in a safe, socially distanced way. And it's all for work, so it is legal. But it's all, yeah, a bit bonkers. So this week, what am I doing? I'm going to leave this call. I'm going to have another cup of tea. Okay. And I'm going to go to CrossFit.
Oh, but why are they so cross?
They're just furious because they're lifting things.
Okay.
And then...
That looks lovely, your CrossFit place. You always seem to be smiling.
It's really nice. You should come. It's so great.
You looked so happy when you put it on Instagram.
I was so happy. I wondered if I looked like a wanker for putting a gym thing on Instagram.
No, because it was smiling and having a nice time. That's what makes it nice.
And then I thought, no, I work really hard at this and it's really good and it's really fun and I want to promote the gym that I go to because it's so lovely.
You said they're always like sending cards out, well-wisher cards to all their like clients who seem to be getting engaged and stuff.
I mean, I don't know if we're talking about the same gym.
Isn't it the one that Jess goes to?
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah, they did send Jess a card when she got engaged. You're absolutely right. Our friend Jess Foster Q, that's who I work out with. She has a great podcast called Hoovering. Mm. Yes, it is a really nice, friendly gym and everyone really. Basically, at CrossFit, now I'm getting into the CrossFit thing where everyone's like, oh my God, shut up about CrossFit.
Mm.
But so, you know, like how at normal gyms, it's always like celebrated people that can like lift the heaviest weight, which is celebrated. Like, you know, if you do a PB, everyone gives you a round of applause, but
you've got to do a PB. You've got to do a PB.
You've simply got to do a PB. But at CrossFit, like a lot of the things are time capped. So you have to get through as many stuff in 20 minutes. So some people will finish first. And then one will always finish last, or two people will always finish last. But because everybody else has finished, basically the last people to finish are always the people that get the big cheers.
Ah, that's nice.
And you're not allowed to start putting away your equipment until everyone's finished. So as soon as you finish, you just sit down and like cheer on the person that's still going.
Nice. But what if you're running late and you're like, I've actually got to go?
You have to just block out the right amount of time, Tom. Which I think would be a good thing for your life in gen.
Yeah, probably would be a good training, wouldn't it? That would be the training that I would get from it. Timekeeping.
Timekeeping, exactly.
Would they?
So I think I'm going to go to the gym.
That's nice.
I need to buy some makeup I need to go to a John Lewis to buy some makeup.
Oh.
I'm having a bit of a breakout spot-wise.
Oh,
so I need to
hear that.
Cover my face. I'm thinking of getting a mask so it looks like I'm in Masquerade.
Oh, that's a great
Phantom.
Idea. Yeah, it's a pity those Phantom masks are the wrong way around. Otherwise, they could be really on vogue.
They could be really on vogue.
I don't think they do much corona-wise.
I don't think they do. I don't think there's an awful lot corona-wise.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I'm going to make some pasta.
Make it? What, from scratch?
No. Make a pasta dish.
Oh, I'm not making a pasta bake. Like a pasta bake?
No, I'm going to make this sort of a tomato-y thing with maybe some chorizo and maybe,
What else? What else? Just tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
Basil?
Basil, yeah, of course. Some mushrooms, some onion, a bit of chili.
Lots of garlic.
Yes, lots of garlic, and maybe some garlic bread on the side. Which again, I won't make. That will be shop bought. I'm sorry to tell everyone.
Well, that's okay. Whatever chills you out.
And maybe watch Paddington or something like that.
Oh, what a lovely film to watch. The second one.
Yes, it's so good.
So good. He's so funny in it, isn't he?
I've watched it so recently, and I want to watch it again.
Oh, so yeah, I only saw it by accident, I think, over Christmas, and it really soothed me.
It does. It's really good. What are you doing this weekend, Tom?
Well, I'm off to do Extra Slice today, and then tomorrow I've got a day off, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I might go
dreaming
for a walk, but sometimes I find lovely walks quite depressing. And then I think, I don't know if Mum is doing a roast, hopefully.
Ah, thanks, Mum.
And I've got to wash my shirts as well. Got to do.
I thought you were going to say hair.
And I've got to wash my hair. Sorry, I can't come out. I've got to do that. And
then you've got quite a busy week next week as well, haven't you?
I've got a busy week next week. And I'm trying to be better at being organised with things so that I get, you know, like things ready in advance. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Imagine if I was someone who did my juices on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh my gosh, I would love it for you.
You've only, but meal prep. But the only reason you do that, I think, is to take photographs and put it on Instagram.
But you could do that.
I could be that.
I'm doing gym selfies. You can start doing
meal prep.
A food blog.
Food blog. Meal prep.
Food blog.
Yeah, maybe I should and start showing my gains. Great day at the gym today, guys.
Gains, gains, gains.
Not feeling it today, but I still made it down here. I don't go.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, people do. I mean, God bless them. But yeah,
God bless them.
It's, I like what you're doing with your gym stuff because you're subverting that stereotype of like, oh man, just got to go down to the gym. Like, it's always about, like, it seems to always be about like strength and PBs.
PBs, babes, PBs. But that's peanut butter, if anyone doesn't know.
You eat so many
just people, absolutely mainlining peanut butter at the gym.
That's the sort of thing people do because they're like, well, it's a great source of protein, actually. And you're like, oh, that sounds horrible.
No, I'm not that guy. I also eat so much crap.
No, you don't.
Not crap, but I... No, no, I don't eat crap. That's not fair to say. But I do eat treats. I really like... Someone said to me the other day, why'd you go to the gym? I'm like, because I love eating.
Wow.
And I feel great if I go to the gym and then eat shitloads.
I mean, I do think that for my... If I'm stressed about something, if I do some exercise, I feel a lot better. And
absolutely.
I was really annoyed when I realised that was the truth and not just something people tell you to make you do exercise. I really like it when I go out for a little run, just do a little half an hour. And I've got much better at doing that since I started, you know, that. Do you remember that first run? When I just started juicing and I thought I was going to shit myself.
Oh, God, yeah. That was a nightmare, wasn't it?
It's terrible. And there was that, and I started crying in front of that girl who was wearing a wedding dress with her mum. I don't think they saw it. They don't think they saw it.
I don't think they saw. I don't think they saw.
But still.
I think it's okay.
That was the spring. Now we're in the autumn.
And here we are in the autumn. Well, Tom, listen, I hope you have a lovely day. Everyone must remember to buy Tom's book, which is out next month. Oh, is it the 14th it's out, love?
The 12th of November.
The 12th.
Remember.
12th of November. And we'll speak to you next week. It's been a slightly hurried episode this week because we were a bit late and we've both got things to get to.
We didn't want to let you down, everyone. We didn't want to let you down.
We want to just put out something. But we just want to put it out. I hope you're having a good week.
Suze,
maybe we've made you chuckle or at least given you some company for 20 minutes.
We hope we have. Maybe you've been doing something productive or maybe you've just been having a nice relaxing time. Suze,
absolutely.
Tell the people about your fabulous podcast.
The people.
Tell the people.
I have a podcast called Out with Susie Ruffle. It's about coming out. There's lots and lots of episodes.
So good.
Maybe you should try it. I've had loads of emails recently, actually, from like-minded friends saying, I've listened to like-minded friends for a long time, and I thought I'd give your other podcast a go, and I've really enjoyed it. So thanks if you're one of those people.
That's lovely.
And I also have a podcast about tech with Dr. Hannah Fry, my new friend. She's an actual friend now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so clever. And that is called Whatever Next. And it's all about advances in tech, which is really interesting. And I really, really loved doing the show, actually. It was really fun.
So interesting. All that stuff about robots, VR.
Just loving it. VR. Mm-hmm. You know me. I'm a tech girl now.
Yeah, you love tech. She loves...
I'm so techie.
She loves tech. Techno? Do you like techno?
No, it's too unlimited. Much for me, actually.
Too unlimited? No, no.
Oh, yeah,
no,
love
no,
to.
No,
yeah.
No,
no, no, no, no,
no. No, no, there's no limit.
Right.
Well, there is a limit.
Should we say goodbye to them, Tom?
Let's say goodbye for now, but we look forward to speaking.
Because I think your car is probably outside. Your taxi's probably outside.
Oh, so ringing the doorbell. The new doorbell's working for everybody. Great.
Great for you.
For everyone.
Okay, well, Tom, we'll see you next. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, guys. Take care.
Can't wait. See you later, you guys. Bye for now.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.